Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Authorities have arrested one of two women wanted in connection with a large-scale animal cruelty investigation in Flint Township. Investigators had been searching for Kim and Brenda Shires after officers rescued more than 60 dogs and discovered nearly 30 dead animals inside a home last month. The investigation continued into the weeks following the discovery as detectives worked to locate the two suspects. On Thursday, March 12th, Flint Township detectives asked the Grand Rapids Police Department to check an address linked to Brenda Shires. Officers located her within about an hour and took her into custody. She was later turned over to Flint Township detectives and booked into the Genesee County Jail. Shires appeared in court March 13th, where she was arraigned on felony charges and given a $150,000 bond. Meanwhile, authorities say the search is ongoing for Kim Shires, who investigators believe may have left Michigan for Tennessee in an effort to avoid prosecution. Anyone with information about her whereabouts is asked to contact Crime Stoppers of Flint and Genesee County or reach out to Detective Lopez at 810-600-3250. Officials say the investigation remains active as they continue pursuing charges in the case involving dozens of rescued and deceased animals. And a 62-year-old man is facing multiple criminal charges in connection with the fatal shooting of a man at a residence in southern Tuscola County early Thursday morning, March 12. David Lezek, 62, was arraigned Friday on 11 criminal charges in the alleged shooting and killing of a man at a residence in Watertown Township near the border of Tuscola and Lapeer counties. The most serious charge filed against Lezek is discharging a firearm in or at a building, causing a death. If found guilty, the maximum penalty could be life sentence. The case started when sheriff deputies responded to the report of a shooting at the 9700 block of Willits Road. When they arrived on scene, they found Stanley Schmidt, 65, deceased from a gunshot wound, and Lezek there. Lezek was arrested and taken into custody to be housed and at the jail. Because the shooting incident is still under investigation, there is a possibility that more charges could be filed against Lezek. When we come back after this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech Team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news. A traffic crash about 3:45 p.m. Thursday, March 12th in Richfield Township claimed the life of an 8-month-old infant and injured others. A Jeep driven by a 29-year-old Richfield Township woman was traveling southbound on North State Street and was turning eastbound onto Clark Road in Richfield Township. There were three children, ages 2, 4, and 8 months old, in the vehicle. Those in the Jeep received severe injuries and were transported by ambulance to Hurley Medical Center in Flint. The Jeep was struck by a Chevrolet truck that was driven by a 49-year-old Taylor man who was southbound behind the Jeep. The utility truck was unable to stop and struck the Jeep from behind. The driver of the utility truck was treated and released on scene. The crash is still under investigation. Law enforcement officers from Davison Police Department, Genesee County Sheriff's Department, the Davison Township Police Department, Paramedic Division, Michigan State Police, and the MSP Commercial Motor Carrier Division assisted the Davison-Richfield Area Fire Department.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
For the complete news story, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.